fails, end quote. Well, it is true that Iranian ships are headed this way. Not 57. But according to Admiral Afshin Haddad, the vessels have already entered the Atlantic Ocean via waters near South Africa. Haddad says that the fleet is approaching U.S. maritime borders for the very first time. It's only about 14 miles from the East Coast. So why would Iran do this? I'll explain right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So what is true about these Iranian warships headed to the East Coast? Well, first of all, it doesn't appear to be 57, but actually two vessels. One is a smaller frigate, which will carry about 30 naval cadets. The other is a supply ship. But they will remain on this mission about 3 months. Now, what is interesting about this story are the internet stories of how the Iranians are coming to war, how they're coming to the East Coast, how 57 ships are headed this way. How could we allow them so close to U.S. waters? And yet, when you consider the reason for Iran sending their ships this way, Iran is protesting U.S. Navy deploying ships into the Persian Gulf, which we've been doing for some time. The U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet is based in Bahrain, just across the Persian Gulf from Iran. And the U.S. conducts regular exercises in the Persian Gulf, just in case. Exercises that we in the U.S. would be enraged by if the Iranians were doing them in waters so close to us. Now keep in mind, one of these ships the Iranians are sending over was almost destroyed by a U.S. fighter jet in 1988. Some media reports have referred to these ships as being nothing more than rust bucket, hardly a threat to the United States. As for the claim that the Obama administration wants to attack these ships if the dollar fails, well, that is based much more in fantasy than anything else. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also has alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Super Fam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
History the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We got a caller waiting online, Steve in California. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
When President Obama talked about consequences, economic consequences in regards to Putin, what he's been doing right now in the Ukraine, what was he referring to? What's sanctions, economic sanctions, could he possibly impose on Putin?
Well, they're talking about, and there's a lot of trade going on now between Russia and the West. They're talking about basically shutting that off. Apparently, the U.S. is also cutting off all military cooperation to express their ire at what's going on here. Mostly it's about stopping trade, kicking Russia out of the G8, and various other displays. But as Ron points out, this is all survivable. And they're absolutely correct in saying the damage to the Western economies would be far, far worse, because part of that commerce does involve Russia's exports of petroleum products to Europe. Europe gets 25% of their oil and natural gas from Russia through those pipelines running through the Ukraine. All Russia needs to do is shut off those valves, which they would have every legal right to do in the event of sanctions. And all of a sudden, Israel, which is struggling very hard under their slavery to the private central banks, would grind to a halt. Or Russia could simply run the price up. They just canceled their discounts to Ukraine, making the oil and gas that is being exported from the Soviet Union much more expensive. And this is all under trade war, economic war, but usually those are stepping stones to a real war. And there's a lot of saber rattling out there. But Russia's ruble is very strong. It is supported by Russian manufacturing and Russian agriculture. And it can withstand that kind of a hit. The U.S. economy and the dollar can't.
Yeah, it also doesn't hurt having China holding your hand, too, and saying we support you in what you're doing, too. So.
Yeah, China continues to reiterate it's on Russia's side in this situation, and Russia is now out there saying it is time for the dollar to cease being the global reserve currency. China's been saying the same thing. I'm sure they'll work out between them whether it'll be the ruble or the yuan that replaces it, but that's really what's going on here. The world is turning away from the dollar. The U.S. is using its military might to try and force the world to go on using the dollar. But if the world goes to another reserve currency, the U.S. economy will collapse, because the private central bank, the Federal Reserve, and Wall Street make a huge amount of their wealth from charging interest on all those dollars in circulation around the globe. And if the world stops using those and goes to another currency, that guaranteed flow of wealth into Wall Street will vanish overnight. And with nothing else to support the U.S. economy, because we've lost our manufacturing and nobody wants our agriculture, the whole system will come crashing down.
What's the talk out of Washington as far as China holding, you know, maintaining their support for Putin? What's coming on that end? Because, you know, they like to use strong talk with everybody that doesn't go along with their way. So, I mean, what kind of strong talk, or what can they say to China or do to China to pull China away from that support?
I don't think there's anything they can do, because again, China understands the U.S. agenda to force the whole world to go on using the U.S. dollar for global trade and banking does mean that China has to succumb to that, and China doesn't want to do that. So right now, because all China is doing is saying we agree with Russia, there isn't much Washington, D.C. can say about that until China engages in some kind of an overt act. But we do know the U.S. government would welcome a state of war with China, even if it's an unfought war, because that would allow the U.S. to simply cancel all the debts to China for all the money they've loaned us over the years, and a state of war with China would force all U.S. allies to drop the yuan and the renminbi and go back to using the U.S. dollar. Remember, China has already signed treaties with eight other nations for direct currency swaps without going through the dollar, including places like Australia. And boy, I'd love to see the Pentagon come up with an excuse for why we have to invade Australia now. And force them back onto going through the dollar. But up until this whole decline of the dollar began, nations always traded for the dollar, and then the other nation would trade the dollar for their own internal currency. And the Wall Street made their little mafia-like piece of the action off of all of that. And that's all coming apart now. And that's the reason for this rush to a new world war.
You know, I sent you the email on the Trump issue, Trump stating that, you know, he trying to show his manliness, he may have to do something, which would be the wrong thing to do. Is there enough opposition in the Congress to say, wait a minute here, I don't care if he decides he wants to do something and pull that executive order stuff on us. Is there enough support, opposition, to say, no, you're not going to do that in Washington?
That is a really hard question. There are a couple of points. I mean, under the Constitution, Congress has the authority to declare war. And so it comes down to how many people in Congress are going to go ahead and vote a resolution for war, and would they need a veto-proof majority? If Congress can vote for war and there's a veto-proof majority, I rather doubt Obama would try to veto it anyway, again with the elections coming up. The other possibility, and we're continuing to see more and more talk about this, is for Obama to be impeached and Joe Biden to get to be the president for the next couple of years. And Biden would definitely go along with the war agenda.
Oh, yeah, I agree. He totally would.
Yeah. Okay?
Thanks, Michael.
All right, we're going to let you go here and get back the news here. Fox is running a story. Apparently, Russia just test-launched a new long-range missile, one of their nuclear-capable, could reach the U.S., and they're making a big deal about it. It's belligerence, it's whatnot. Well, everybody tests their missiles. North Korea was testing their short-range missiles. The U.S. tests missiles all the time. On the next island over that-a-way, the U.S. has the Pacific Missile Test Range, and they're always firing tests, and nobody makes a big deal about it. So Russia test launches one of their long-range missiles, and yes, it comes under the category of saber-rattling, and the U.S. is going on, oh, how dare they test a long-range? It's provocative. It's all the rest of that stuff. Very interesting article that came out of Investment Watch blog, and they're absolutely correct about this. The U.S. government has, for more than 10 years, tricked the American people into going along with these wars of conquest for the bankers by wagging Islamic terrorists at you. And they've done it so much that the effect has worn off. Anytime you use a lie, you can burn it out. We talk often about Israel has overused anti-Semite to the point where people just aren't paying attention anymore. And the same thing is true about the terror threat here, partly because we know that Al-Qaeda is a made-up group of absolute phonies, mostly because all these very expensive homeland security operations like the TSA haven't actually found any real terrorists in over 10 years. And so what is going on is the government is saying, all right, we can't wag terrorists at them and get a response, so let's, you know, pull out the evil Russian card. They're trying that hard to go back to the Cold War of the 1950s and 1960s where they want to rag the Russians at us and the evil Russians, and they want to try and get us brainwashed to the point where all they have to say is Russian and we'll wet ourselves like we did back when they waved commies at us. But that's exactly what's going on here. They've worn out terrorism. They need a new enemy to threaten us with to get us to go on throwing our money and our babies onto the designated enemy's bayonets. That's what's going on out there. Now, as I mentioned in the last segment, there's a documentary that I've linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. F-35, the jet that ate the Pentagon, and they're just talking about the hideous cost overruns, what an absolute boondoggle the plane is. They're saying even with all the maintenance, they're lucky if they can fly it every other day because of everything that's constantly going wrong with that. And meanwhile, of course, there's another article that came out of thelastgreatstand.com talking about Russia's stealth fighter, the Sukhoi T-50. And it was debuted 4 years ago, and it appears to outfly and outshoot the F-35. And this gets back to what I was saying about the difference in military procurement, where the U.S. is simply trying to enrich defense contractors, and these other countries are building effective weapons. We'll be right back.
Hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike and Pharaoh. Maybe I'm afraid to know. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to the mic when we open your eyes. Tune in to Mike and Pharaoh. Maybe I'm afraid to know.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And a listener just sent me an article from Russia Today where the Navy has cut their order for the F-35 almost in half. So even the U.S. Navy is saying this is a major boondoggle. Also in the news, China just fielded a new intermediate-range nuclear-capable missile. They're waving around the fact that China could attack Guam with this missile. And right now in the Pacific, even though Pacific Ocean Command and Control still goes through Pearl Harbor, most of the actual assets are forward deployed to the Western Pacific. We actually don't have a lot of hardware down here in Pearl Harbor anymore. You know, not even counting the stuff the tourists climb all over. Again, all these other countries are out there fielding their new weapons because they have seen what the U.S. was doing for quite some time. Now, somebody else also sent me an article, and this is kind of interesting. Remember, truth is the first casualty in war. Yesterday, we were talking about the fact that the aircraft carrier George H.W. Bush had passed the Straits of Gibraltar, and as of the last news we got from the Greek media, is parked off the coast of Greece right now. But that didn't stop the Turner Radio Network from running a headline that U.S. aircraft carrier battle group nears the Black Sea. And it doesn't say but strongly implies that the George H.W. Bush is going up through the Bosphorus into the Black Sea. The story is not credible. Let me read you a quote for this thing. The George H.W. Bush is carrying 90 aircraft, including helicopters of various types, and several squadrons of F-22 Raptors, the most advanced combat aircraft in the world. I am not comfortable with that because my understanding is the F-22 is an Air Force plane, and the proposed naval variant was never built because the frame of the F-22 is not designed to withstand the stresses of a carrier landing. Its landing gear is not tough enough to survive the controlled crash, which is what passes for a landing on a carrier deck, and it can't survive. It doesn't have an arrestor hook, and its frame won't survive an arrested landing. Aircraft designed for aircraft carriers have to be built a lot stronger, or they tear themselves apart during that whole landing process. So this story from Turner appears to be somebody's idea of fear-mongering. Maybe they're trying to spook Russia into doing something precipitous that can be used to demonize them. But again, the last word we had from the Greek media is the George H.W. Bush is actually in waters off the coast of Greece, probably to get ready to do something in Syria. Now then. Let's see, we already talked to Steve in California here. Let's get on to the economy. A lot of stuff going there. The stock market is soaring today. Huge upshove at the opening bell. They were trying to put out there that because, Putin said that they didn't want to annex Crimea to Russia, was the reason the stock market was soaring. Well, of course, Russia never indicated they were going to just annex Crimea. Russia's stated position is the government of the Ukraine is illegitimate. Eastern Ukraine and Crimea want to be independent. They've got a referendum coming up on secession, and Russia's troops are on the ground in the Ukraine to protect the lives and safety of ethnic Russians. And by the way, that's an excuse the U.S. uses for a lot of their military interventions. We're protecting the lives of American nationals on the ground in whatever the country being invaded is. So this whole attempt to claim the stock market is soaring on the basis of one comment from Putin, especially after the U.S. media has tried to portray him as this incredible liar all this time, doesn't buy it. And I think what we're seeing in the stock market today is the plunge protection team and the market riggers are doing what they do to keep that stock market up. Because remember, those Wall Street firms that drove the market up originally by buying huge blocks of stock, they still have that stock. And it is on their balance sheet. And in the event of a major market correction, a lot of those Wall Street firms are going to be instantly insolvent. So they have to go on propping up that stock market. I mean, we're at the point of understanding that pretty much the entire financial system is being run by fraud, rigging, and underhanded subterfuge. We were talking yesterday about how Bloomberg is now finally acknowledging there is evidence that the gold price has been rigged going back for years. And we know they're doing the same thing with the stock market. That's what the plunge protection team was all about, and it looks like they're doing it again today. Now, Radio Shack announced they're going to close 1,100 stores. They, too, had a really bad holiday shopping season. It's about one-fifth of their total store fleet, if you will, trying to turn around their fortunes. They've apparently lost $400 million for 2013, which is up from a loss of $139 million in 2012. 12. And they're basically coming out there saying Radio Shack has been hurt by growing competition, not least from online stores, which is a fact of life. If you don't mind waiting for what it is you need, the prices you get from online sources are considerably lower. And this underscores a point I've made before. Retail exists for instant gratification. Go on in, see what you need, give them the money, get what you want right then and right there. And I got really frustrated going into a lot of stores where I'd say, I need this, and they say, well, we don't have it, but we can order it for you. And I can say, well, I can order it myself. I don't need to do that. But retail has gone down this path of having huge numbers of the very few things they think will sell the best. And so for people who aren't buying what everybody else is buying, it's a very frustrating experience, and we turn away from that and we go online. Now, as far as Radio Shack is concerned, when I was a kid, I was a huge fan of Radio Shack because it was where you went to get electronic components with which to build things. They had kits, they had parts, they had things serious radio and electronic hobbyists wanted. And I built a lot of cool things with parts and kits I got from Radio Shack, including my own metal detector and several radios, a lot of radio gear. For shortwave and CB and ham, it was a fun place to go, and because that's where you went to get this kind of gear. It stood out from other retailers. Now, today, Radio Shack appears to have abandoned their original base, and their stores, which still sort of have a smidgen, vestigial remainder of some parts and components stuffed away in a back corner, they've shifted predominantly to the same consumer-level end-user products carried by everyone else. Digital cameras, smartphones, and the rest of it. And then they cannot figure out why competition has become such a problem. And I feel bad for them because, especially here in Hawaii, or maybe not especially here in Hawaii, I've seen a lot of stores I used to like to go to. They've gone out of business now. And it doesn't look like it's slowing down. Doesn't look like it's slowing down at all. Let's see, story out of drhousingbubble.com. Does housing policy amount to price fixing from banks? Well, yeah, are they fixing the price? Of course they are. The bankers do not want a house you can afford. If houses cost, you know, $20,000, $30,000 and you could pay it off in 5 years like you pay off a car, then after that 5 years, you're free of the banks. You're not their slave anymore. The bankers need housing to be so expensive, you will spend your entire life in debt slavery to them. That's the model. And, of course, government needs housing prices to stay high because the property tax are calculated based on the value of the house. So, yeah, they're always trying to rig the market to make the housing more expensive, which is getting more and more difficult as the inventory of foreclosed houses continues to grow. Remember last year they were talking about deliberately destroying the surplus of housings to create an artificial shortage to keep those prices up. It's all being rigged. Supply and demand just doesn't exist in this country anymore. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down-and-dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And speaking of pirates, and in particular, our pirate in chief, Obama revealed his new budget today. And, basically, you know, he's already out there saying this is going to revive the economy. It's going to bring back jobs. And, basically, Obama's budget for 2015, is a $3.9 trillion budget. And of course, it calls for tax increases and a $60 billion boost in spending next year. Imagine my shock. Now, it is this excess taxation that has paralyzed and crippled the U.S. economy. So sure, let's just do more of the same here, because we can't ever admit that what we were doing didn't really work. Our ship is unsinkable. Ram that darned iceberg. We'll show it who's boss. It's amazing. Now, speaking of Britain and the European Union, once again, the British taxpayers are on the hook for, it looks like, another £2.4 billion to plug another black hole in the EU's budget. They can't balance their books over there, and for the same reason, our government can't balance their books, because they are both enslaved to a private central bank that issues all of the public currency as a loan at interest. And the corporate media is out there saying, well, the EU is failing to live within its means. No, it isn't. It is using a currency that carries a price on it. The only way the United States and the European Union are going to get their financial houses in order is to get rid of those private central banks and have a public currency operated as a public utility, the very model the United States was started with. But you know, those money junkies and those bankers, they'll spend and do whatever it takes to keep us all slaves to their little private central banking scam. The Royal Bank of Scotland has apparently lost the £46 billion pumped in by the taxpayers 6 years ago to save them from collapse. They've lost it all. It's all gone. Poof! RBS has responded by saying the era of free public banking for consumers may be over, and we're going to have to start charging you for your checking and savings account. Obviously, RBS can't run a business, and they should have been allowed to collapse 6 years ago. Would have saved the taxpayers £46 billion. But no, banks are holy. Banks are sacrosanct. We cannot let the banks die, no matter how many of our citizens have to pay the price. That's a really screwed up priority. When banks are held in higher regard than the citizens of a country? All right. Let's talk about Bitcoin. There's been a lot of weird stuff going on here. There's been another Bitcoin exchange site, FlexCoin, Bitcoin Bank. It has to go out of business. Apparently, somebody broke in and stole all their Bitcoins. This is not looking like coincidence to me. It looks like all the Bitcoin exchanges are being taken down. Now, remember, the Federal Reserve hated the Bitcoin because the Federal Reserve hates any alternative currency that would allow people to escape the debt slavery of the U.S. Federal Reserve note. Meanwhile, over in Singapore, the CEO of the Bitcoin exchange First Meta has dead. The initial report said she committed suicide, 28-year-old. Now the story has been amended to say that, well, suicide was the original suggestion, but they don't really know. Now, again, going back to All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, and if you haven't read that article or seen the video, you need to. We know these private central bankers will do anything, up to and including world wars, to keep their little Ponzi scam imposed on the people of the world. That's what the money junkies think like. You know, if we lose, we could lose a billion people in the next world war, but that's okay because the remaining 6 billion would be enslaved to our banking. That billion that's going to die in the new world war, that's just the cost of doing business, and the planet's overcrowded anyway here. All righty, let's talk a little bit about computers and the online experience here. As you're probably aware, official Microsoft support for Windows XP ends next month. And perhaps not too surprisingly, people are going out while they still can and purchasing Windows XP computers. The customers are digging in their heels. The public is speaking. They want to stay with XP now that it's gotten most of the bugs out after all these years. They don't want to have to buy Vista or Windows 7 or Windows 8 or whatever the next one that's going to come out. This business model of forcing everybody to buy an operating system every 5 years when they've got a working operating system just is not supportable in the current economy. Now, I understand that Microsoft is putting out a deal where in exchange for a fee, they will continue the security updates to Windows XP. But I think at some point, Microsoft ought to basically yield to pressure. Whatever happened to the customer is always right. Computer customers don't want the new operating systems, especially with the continuing scandal of NSA penetration. And I'm not saying that the NSA doesn't have backdoors into XP, because we know the NSA's backdoors go all the way back to Windows NT. But obviously, the newer operating systems are going to be worse in terms of spying, digital rights management, which often is so draconian, it'll block you from looking at legally owned videos. I went through that with this machine I built here, which has HD resolution screens and a Blu-ray drive, and yet my legally owned Blu-rays still won't play in it. because apparently my HD compatible displays don't have the special chip to assure the computer that it's not a copying device. And I just gave up even trying. Don't buy Blu-rays anymore. And people don't want that because all of this security and digital rights management and the rest of it, it's costing us productive time. We're spending more time dicking with all these problems than we are doing the work we get paid for. And that's something else that's crippling our economy. But this whole planned obsolescence where you will buy a new machine and a new operating system every 5 years, you can get away with that in a healthy, productive economy where people can trade their labor for adequate money to go out and buy a new whatever every so much. It doesn't work in an economy struggling like this. And again, for anybody from Microsoft listening to my show here, when my XP box finally gives up the ghost, the next box I build is going to be Linux. I'm not going back to Microsoft. I don't want Windows 7. I mean, this Windows Vista box that somebody gave me because they didn't want to deal with that is nothing but problems. It keeps locking up. Pain in the ass here. Can I say that word on the radio? Well, too late. I already said it. By the way, I have a comment about the Cree LED light bulbs. As you're probably aware, last year I got rid of all the compact fluorescents in my home because they're very toxic. They tend to catch on fire. And I went with LEDs, and I started with the Philips. And I'm happy to report all of the Philips LED bulbs I bought are working fine, no headaches. And then I started waxing rhapsodic about a U.S.-manufactured LED bulb called the Cree. And I basically came out there and said, wow, we got a company that's actually making something. And I'm sorry to report that I think it's about 4 months later, 30% of these Cree bulbs have failed, and they're being sold with this promise that they're going to last far longer than the old Edison tungsten-style bulb. They're not. We've had cases where the glass bulb literally falls off because they're using a cheap glue. And by the way, the bulb will still work because the glass bulb is just a diffuser. There's no vacuum inside, and the LEDs will still work. But we've had 30% of them just quit working entirely, so I have to take back all the nice things I said about Cree. Now, getting back to computers. According to the 2013 annual security report from Cisco, 100% of the 30 Fortune 500 firms it surveyed sent traffic to websites hosting malware. Now, maybe this is just collusion, because remember, the government always comes out and says, oh, well, yeah, there's computer threats out there, and your only possible solution is you must buy computer security software, most of which opens up more security holes than they close. But it's basically turning a blind eye to computer crime to make us buy security software, because that stimulates the economy to make people go out and buy things they normally wouldn't want here. I'll tell you how we solve the computer crime problem. We find the first cyber criminal that we know and can prove is absolutely guilty in a court of law, and we crucify them live on national TV. And if they're moderately healthy, they'll last a week up there before they die. You do that, and most of this computer crime problem is going to go away. All righty. New York officials are joining the call for all smartphones to have a built-in kill switch. They're claiming it so they can disable phones stolen by thieves. Also, it would give the government a way to silence all witnesses to government wrongdoing and be able to control information flowing away from the scene of a false flag. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really
got to put up my little volume thing there for a second. Now, there is a new scam out there you need to be aware of. And by the way, I've noticed just over the last 3 weeks, the volume of scam emails and now phone calls is just going right through the roof here. It seems to be open season on all computer users, making our lives that much more difficult to deal with. There is apparently a new scam out there that starts with a bogus web page that pops up on your machine with the Netflix logo, and informs the user that your Netflix account has been suspended due to unusual activity, and they have a phone number for you to call. So it's a combination of bogus web pages and a phony, call center. And while you're talking to the call center, the representative there will helpfully guide you through the download of Netflix support software. Of course, that Netflix support software gives remote access to your computer to the scammers. Apparently, in some cases, they're actually asking for copies of photo IDs and credit cards. So you just need to be aware of all of that, because all the scammers are out there. It's open season on the American people. They're stealing all of your ID information from retailers, and the government's doing nothing about it because this bills demand for computer security software and so forth. The advice that we get from places like Netflix or PayPal or eBay or all of these online providers is they never ask for any personal information via a web page or through an email. And the scammers are just out there now setting up phony call centers. So you have to be very, very skeptical when you get something. One of the dead giveaways for a lot of the ones I get is they come from institutions I don't do business with. You know, banks, your account has been closed. Really? I didn't think I had an account with the First National Bank of Uganda. You just fix them all over there. Another story coming out of Ars Technica. Apparently, a 30-year-old man in London was convicted for installing spy software on the computers of three women that he helpfully went in and fixed their computers and put in the spyware so he could watch them in various states of undress. And he shouldn't do that because that's the NSA's job. And we know because of the scandal involving optic nerve, by British intelligence and the NSA, they are basically looking through your webcams, probably at the young hotties, you know, when they're taking their showers or whatever it is that they're doing in the privacy of their own room. And, of course, it's legal for them to do it, but this 30-year-old man has been convicted and is going to jail on this whole situation. Very bizarre story coming out of newsforge.com about how the TSA harassed a traveler over the fact that he had bitcoins in his bag, because as you know, there are now physical tokens representing bitcoins. And apparently having bitcoins now puts you on the list of being a suspected terrorist. Remember when I said the Federal Reserve is absolutely opposed to these? And now the TSA is out there saying, oh, if you have bitcoins, you might be a terror suspect. Speaking of terror suspect, interesting development here. You probably remember a guy by the name of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who, after being waterboarded only 130 times, and only after being forced to watch his children locked in dark metal boxes with biting insects, finally confessed to being the mastermind of 9/11. Well, apparently, the Navy commander who interrogated Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was found dead in a hotel room at the Astoria Hotel back on February 12th. And it has been ruled a homicide. Apparently, it was messy enough they couldn't say it was a suicide. But it looks to me like there's some wet work going on there to clean up loose ends. Maybe somebody was worried this Navy commander might go public and say, no, actually, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed didn't confess. There's a lot of wet work out there here. All right, we're going to talk about guns and gun rights here. Because up in Montana, there was a big legal fight. It was brought by Gary Marbut, the president of the Montana Shooting Sports Association, and basically brought this lawsuit to uphold the state's rights on weapons. And it went up to the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals that upheld a lower court's decision to throw out the Montana Firearms Freedoms Act. This whole gun rights issue is leading to a conflict between the federal government and the state's rights. And there is a couple of reminders here. First of all, the federal government is supposed to be bound by that Second Amendment, which the Supreme Court has already ruled is an individual right to keep and bear arms of any kind. And the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in United States versus Miller that includes the arms carried by the military with high-capacity magazines and all the lasers and lights and pistol grips and everything. So the federal government is already in the wrong on this. Second of all, under the Constitution, the federal government is supposed to run the federal government and leave the states alone for their own internal decision-making. So this is going to turn into a states' rights issue. And what is really angering a lot of people is the United States Supreme Court refused to hear the case. And the law at issue stated that firearms made and kept in Montana are exempt from federal regulation under the Commerce Clause, which gives the federal government authority to regulate commerce only among the states, between the states, and they're absolutely right on that. The Commerce Clause allows the federal government to mediate trade across the state's borders, but does not give them authority to go into the states themselves. And this is a lawsuit that should have gone forward, but the Supreme Court is absolutely refusing to hear the case, notwithstanding the lower court decisions that basically said, nah, we don't, if we, the federal government, don't like you, we're going to throw it out, which harkens back to what Attorney General Eric Holder was saying a week ago, that states' attorneys generals are not obligated to enforce state laws that they think are unfair and unconstitutional, which is not Eric Holder's job. Over in Connecticut, there's definitely a heated debate building up there. Connecticut veteran says, I will not comply with Connecticut's unconstitutional gun laws. We're seeing a lot of very provocative talk over there. The Connecticut State Police are out there with a completely different point of view. Paul Vance, who is one of the spokesmen of the Connecticut State Police, actually came out with the comment that opposing new gun laws is un-American. Actually, opposing new gun laws is very American because of that Second Amendment. It is the Connecticut State Police who are acting in an unconstitutional manner. And again, going back to the United States Supreme Court decision, John Bad Elk versus the United, Marbury versus Madison. Laws repugnant to the Constitution are automatically null and void. So the Connecticut State Police are enforcing a null and void law, and they're starting to talk tough about it. Again, coming from the Connecticut State Police, they're saying if it's necessary, they will conduct door-to-door gun confiscation. And there's a video of this guy from the Connecticut State Police literally saying, we are your masters. No, you are not. And it's the situation is getting tense. The gun rights group Connecticut Carry has literally issued a statement out there to politicians in Connecticut, which, by the way, bills itself as the Constitution state. And it's basically molon labe, which means come and get it. And they're telling the Connecticut government, either carry through on your threat to start conducting door-to-door gun confiscations, which has the potential to lead to violence, or admit that the Connecticut legislature passed a law without the consent of the Connecticut people and repeal it. So this is building to a head over there. And it leads us into an article that came out of Washington's blog, and actually this I think was left over from last week. Are the American people finally starting to stand up to those who are trying to take away our liberties? And I think the answer is yes. People are getting very angry. I see it in the emails that I receive. I hear it in the phone calls that we're getting. We've really reached our breaking point. Remember the Declaration of Independence? People are disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable, which is the 1700s version of everybody has a breaking point. And I think a lot of people are there. We're sick of war. We're sick of the lies. We're sick of mass surveillance. We're sick of a government that is illegitimate and unconstitutional. Got to take a break for our top of the hour blurb and commercials. We'll be back with hour number 3 after these few words.